Two prominent Turkish newspaper journalists have been arrested and accused of spying and assisting militant groups. Can Dündar, the editor-in-chief of the daily Cumhuriyet, and Erdem Gul, the paper's anchor correspondent, were detained after publishing footage, apparently showing the state intelligence agency sending weapons to Islamist rebels in Syria. Three Palestinians have been shot dead in separate clashes with Israeli security forces in the occupied West Bank. More than 100 people have died in a wave of violence in recent weeks. Bethany Bell reports from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian Ministry of Health says a 21-year-old man was killed early in the morning at a village near the West Bank city of Ramallah. The Israeli army said it was searching for militants and weapons there. It said locals threw petrol bombs and rocks at the troops who fired back at one of the attackers. Another Palestinian was shot at a checkpoint near Nablus. Israeli security officials say he charged at them with a knife. A third Palestinian was shot by Israeli forces during clashes at a refugee camp near Hebron. He later died of his injuries.
A man draped in an American flag has been arrested after climbing over a fence into the grounds of the White House. President Obama was inside the building with his family celebrating Thanksgiving. Secret Service agents quickly stopped the man, who's understood to have been carrying an envelope, but isn't thought to have been armed. The England and Wales Cricket Board has endorsed tougher regulations on the use of helmets by professional players. The decision was announced exactly a year after the death of the Australian batsman Philip Hughes, who was hit by a ball on the base of his skull. From next season, all male and female batsmen playing for England or in county cricket will be required to wear helmets which meet the latest British safety standards. BBC News.